Listener Production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. At dawn on the 25th of April 1915, Anzac troops landed at the Gallipoli, starting a legacy that would live long after them. The Anzac March continues through the streets of Mackay this morning, followed by the ceremony at 9:30 in Jubilee Park. Many gathered at the dawn service to pay their respects, Major John Zimmerman opening the dawn service.
We remember all, past and present, those who returned and those who did not, those who continue to serve, and their loved ones who yearn for their safe return. To those of you who have served or continue to serve, we as a community thank you.
In other news, the ATSB says a handrail that should have been removed prior to landing was to blame for a helicopter sustaining substantial damage while approaching a bulk carrier off the coast of Mackay last year. The Augusta A19's tail rotor collided with the handrail during a routine marine pilot transfer on December 6th. Their investigation found that the ship's crew were using an older version of the vessel's helicopter operations checklist, which didn't require the handrail removal. It was also not painted the right colour. Since the accident, the helicopter and ship's operator have updated the relevant checklists. And despite one councillor disagreeing with the idea of keeping Mackay's e-scooters, they're here to stay, with over 70,000 riders registered in our region. Mayor Greg Williamson says they are popular with both locals and tourists.
So we're now actually entering into some negotiations with some successful tenderers, hopefully, in a new tender to continue. It'll come back to council. We want to be able to have a say on geofencing and safety measures and where they're left, of course, in our city.
And in sport, it's a clash of CQ rivalry this weekend in the NBL 1 North Comp as Mackay are set to take on Rockhampton. Rocky's men's team haven't won a game yet, while Mackay hasn't lost one.